The college's 100 employees had been owed final pay since the college closed last June. According to President Dobler, the payout amounts to several hundred thousand dollars. Former Dean of Students and SJ Watchdog Chris Briner says it's good news for faculty and staff, many of whom, he says, are still unemployed.
A lot of SJ faculty and staff have moved away, and this just allows them, I think, to have closure. The rest of us who live here will still want to be involved, I think, in the future development of the campus, but even for us, I think we'll breathe a little easier now.
The college was only able to take care of its severance debt because the Board of Trustees has struck a $1.2 million deal with Alaska Growth Capital, their biggest creditor at over $4 million. Under the agreement, AGC takes over a substantial portion of the college's liabilities. That includes paying off employees and several hundred thousand dollars owed to the IRS. Dobler says AGC will also help develop and market the college's sole asset, its real estate.
It's a big relief to have found a way to pay our employees, which was a great weight on the board. I really didn't see any other way of coming up with the cash to do that. To have a partner in land development is also a relief because, frankly, we didn't have the resources to do the land development ourselves, and Alaska Growth does.
Property management firm Chilcat Services will continue to be in charge of marketing and sales. The agreement specifically protects the Hatchery and Science Center. Dobler says all other college properties are available for sale in order to satisfy the debt. Those properties include the Uplands, the Hames PE Center, the Child Care Center, and the remaining core campus. Nevertheless, Dobler says,
the trustees' desire continues to be to maintain the core campus, I think, as most of Sitka understands it. A specific line of the agreement says that the Hatchery and the Sage Building are not to be marketed or sold. We're working to maintain what is essential for education and what is sort of classic for SJ in the way we all look at the campus and the institution.
The Board of Trustees signed off on the agreement on Saturday, March 1st. It appears to resolve a dispute over property liens connected to AGC's $4.5 million loan. AGC had filed a lawsuit against the college, Presbyterian Church USA, and the city of Sitka. That suit has been withdrawn. Dobler says the Board of Trustees is now looking toward the future.
I would expect in a year and a half or so, when this process is all done, that the trustees are going to be looking at having the campus and needing to use it. And so the time between now and then is not to sit back and watch somebody else do land sales, but we really have to be about the business of deciding what's going to happen here at SJ and get those programs in place.
Former staffer Chris Briner maintains a blog dedicated to representing SJ students and employees. He says his job is not done.
Which is to continue to just track what's going on at SJ in terms of new land and sales, etc.
Sheldon Jackson College continues to owe several hundred thousand dollars in unpaid utilities to the city of Sitka. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Melissa Marconi-Wenzel.